According to AccuWeather.com, the ice storm could be the worst to hit the U.S. in years and has the potential to leave millions across the southern plains without power. The crews from Gulf Power are heading out to the Dallas area to aid crews from Oncor, the utility that serves about 10 million customers in northeast and west central Texas. Jeff Rogers is a spokesman from Gulf Power.
All of our crews from Panama City, Chipley, Crestview, and are all in Pensacola. 74 employees all together, 52 of those are line personnel and 22 support personnel. And these are seasoned restoration veterans, just like, you know, all of our crew are seasoned and experienced. And this is how we keep sharp, is by going and helping folks that are in need like this.
Crew members heading out to Texas have volunteered for this assignment. Jeff Rogers says working in winter conditions will be different.
They do have limited experience. The last time was Hurricane Sandy, and we have been on trips prior to Hurricane Sandy, but the restoration is the same. The conditions are just a little different. We're dealing with downed lines caused by ice, and limbs and that type of thing, replacing all types of equipment that are the same if you had a thunderstorm happen. So the difference is it's colder, so they have to dress and prepare for the elements for sure.
The expense for this trip will be paid for by the host utility, and Oncor will be dispatching all of the crews in the area during this project. Crews from Gulf Power have made road trips like this before. Like Jeff said, they helped out in the Northeast during Hurricane Sandy's restoration, and there exists a sort of fraternity among the companies that he says benefits everyone involved.
We count on it. I mean, there's a mutual assistance program, and just like Hurricane Ivan and Dennis that we've had here, we had crews from all over the United States come and help us, and we couldn't have done it as quickly as we did without them coming here. And what is another great benefit from this, besides keeping your skills sharp and honing your skills, is sharing of best practices. I mean, when these guys get together, you're right, it's like a fraternity. I mean, they talk and they learn from each other's experiences, and it helps us get better at what we do right back here at home.
The crews have packed to stay in Texas for a maximum of 2 weeks, though they won't know exactly how long they'll be staying until they survey the damage. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.